You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas po sa inyo lahat. We are concluding our series on Hark. Everybody say Hark. Hark. All right. And, you know, it's very important for us to understand what God wants to speak to us. All right? Because we are so busy, especially nowadays. It's Christmas season. All right? We have so many things in mind that's happening. You know, we tend to focus on the dictates of the world. We tend to focus on the demands of the season, but sometimes we really neglect and never really have time to really listen to God. And so that's the reason why we come up with this topic. And my prayer is that God has been speaking to us and you've been able to hear what God is saying. So my prayer is that as we end this series, we will have an open heart, an open mind, and at the same time, able to listen to what God is speaking. Amen po ba yan? So we'd like to end up and conclude our series by reading to you the Luke chapter 2. If I could ask everyone to stand on our feet in reverence to God's word. Luke chapter 2. Verse 8 says, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Everybody say, good news of great joy. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And then suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, let's read it all together now, 1, 2, 3, go. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Let me read verse 15. When the angels went away, let me read it for you. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord for all of us. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for what you've done when you've given your precious son. And Lord, we pray that even as we talk about the shepherds and the way they responded to that message, may we, Lord God, as one people, as one church, respond to the message as well. Lord, we say thank you that you've been speaking to us, and may you, and we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts, our ears, Lord God, and our minds for us to receive from you. May this message, Lord, transform our Christmas, even as we spend time with the family, with our loved ones, friends. We ask that may your will be done. May your kingdom come. Holy Spirit, be with us and take control. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Let's take your seats. So for the past 3 weeks, when we start to have this series, we've been focusing on different characters that involve with the first Christmas. The question is, what are those three characters as far as the pattern and what is something that is common to them? Ano po ba yung mga nangyari dun sa mga pinag-usapan natin sa tatlong Sundays na nakaraan, three different characters. At the same time, we could learn from their response. We could also learn, all right, how they acted based on the word of God. And so, first things first, okay, alam po natin sa angel Gabriel appeared to these characters, and he said at the very onset of the message, he said, fear not. All right, it's very important for us to understand that, imagine, an angel just showed with all his glory. Sino hindi ma, di ba? Sino hindi ma, ano, matatakot doon? Kasi nga, di ba, parang from a spiritual point of view, then all of a sudden, the glory shine, and who we are for the angel to shine upon us. And true enough, all right, the word there is fear not. And listen to this. They started to hark. The word hark, all right, as we entitled it, means to listen, to pay attention. And they all listened to what the angel was saying, but what we could see is they responded differently. Iba-iba po yung mga responses nila. At the same time, nung narinig po nila yung message, alam mo, nakakatuwa. Kasi nga, they don't really know the message. even though they received straight from God through the angels, they didn't know the message completely. They don't really understand the full context of the message, but they were able to respond. One of the things that happened is that their lives was changed. Even imagine, Zechariah, the wife of Zechariah, received this miracle that she was too old to get pregnant. But nevertheless, when God's will comes into our lives, nobody can stop the very will of God. If God chose us, and He would say, He will do this for you, then no matter what the circumstances is, God will fulfill it to our lives. That's what happened to Zechariah. Okay? So that's why he doubted. But nevertheless, Elizabeth was able to bear a son, all right? And his name is John the Baptist. And so not only that, but Mary was too young to get pregnant naman. Diba? Nung nangyari kay Mary, imagine, nung sinabi niya kay Joseph, buntis ako. Imagine na lang yun na lang, parang ha, buntis ka, akala ko ba, faithful tayo, di ba? Sabi natin, pakakasal tayo, wala nang iba, kundi tayo lang, tapos sabi mo sa akin, di ba, buntis ka. Hindi lang yun, sino ba yung nakabuntis sa'yo? Yung Holy Spirit. Parang, di ba, parang hello, parang nasisiraan na lang, hindi lang faithful, nasiraan na. So, just imagine, but God's hand and God's working was there. And so, true enough, she received a miracle. At the young age, to be honest with you, She gave birth at the age from 12 to 14. That was the age of Mary. All right, she was too young to get pregnant, but because of the Holy Spirit, she bore a son. Also, Joseph received a miracle. What is that? When he heard the message from the angel based on his dream, guess what? For 400 years, there was no message. There was no prophet. There was no word that comes from God. All of a sudden, he had a dream. The angel spoke. Guess what? What's the miracle there? He didn't ask a question. He didn't have any conditions. He obeyed what he received from the Lord right there and then. When he woke up, he did what he has to do. Why is that? Because he acted in faith and he obeyed. And based on that, he received a miracle. All of these characters, my friends, focus on one thing. They focus on the very first Christmas, the birth of the Messiah. They all played a crucial role on Christmas Day, the very first Christmas. And because of that, we could learn from this. Since we are in a season of Christmas, may we understand fully and may we respond based on these characters. We're going to focus on another character, which is the shepherds. Okay? And talking about the shepherds, during the time, just imagine, shepherds are very unlikely. Everybody say unlikely. To be used by God. At the very onset, they're probably the least person who could ever be used by God. But God did it anyway. God chose them anyway. It could have been the centurion. He could have been any person who's popular. It could have been something great. Something very powerful. Something very important, significant during their time. But imagine of all people, who would ever thought that God would bring his message to the shepherds. You know, I was just thinking, just like me, we're just like the shepherds. We're very unlikely to be used by God. We're very unlikely to hear the gospel. But God did it anyway towards someone. Why is that? Because he wants to make sure that the message of the gospel is for all people. It's not that they're just unlikely, but they're unwanted. Imagine they smell like sheep. All right, they were the cast out as compared to the others. These are the people who basically what? They slept on the ground, they were left out, pushed around because what they could think of are all sheep. Nothing more, nothing less. And they smell like one. Para bang siguro sa time natin ngayon na yung nagpapalaki ka ng baboy, papakainin mo yung baboy, di ba? So, ang kailangang pagkain ng baboy is pagkain ng baboy. Kanin baboy. Ano? Nag-isip ako kanin. Para kanin Ramon. Hindi pala. Baboy Ramon. Kanin baboy. Sorry. Imagine mo na lang parang ganun sila. Pero hindi lang. Mas sobra-sobra higit pa. Kasi yun yung hanap buhay nila. They live with them. They name you sheep. So they were considered as cast out in the society. And so they are unwanted. Think about this. God revealed and chose them. To be given with a message. They were unlikely, they were unwanted, And last but not the least, they were undeserving. They came from a lower rung in a society. They don't deserve in the eyes of men, in the eyes of in the world. Who would ever thought that of all people, it could have been a businessman. It could be a musician, a very well-known person, right? But God knows what he's doing. He chose the unlikely. He chose the unwanted. He chose the undeserving. And I'm just thinking, nobody in this world deserves to hear the gospel. Nobody in this world deserves the mercy of God. Nobody. No one. But yet, because of his great mercy and great love, we're all here today. Can I hear a big amen? Folks, just like the shepherds, we too, all of us here, you're unlikely, you're unwanted, you are undeserving. Kaya nga, ulitin ko po, kaya nga sa atin walang yabang. Walang yabang dahil popular ka, ang galing mo. Ang galing mo nakapag-close ka ng deal. May position ka. Minsan yung position natin sa opisina, dinadala natin sa bahay. Yung position natin, dinadala natin sa church. Kasi yung dala-dala mo pangalan o yung position mo. But in reality, you're nothing. You're nobody. And that's the truth. And it gives us an attitude of humility. So what if you have money in the bank? So what if you have millions or even billions? The Bible said, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeits his own soul? All of us here, in the eyes of God, even I myself, we're in the same league. Wala ko dapat pagmamayabang tayo. Wala akong yabang. Walang conceited. Walang nagmamayabang. Kasi nga, yung pinili tayo ni Lord, we're all sinners. A bunch of men and women who's undeserving, unlikely, unwanted to receive mercy. But God showed his mercy to us anyway. How many of you are grateful? Because God chose us out of the miry pit of hell that we deserve, and we are here as part of the church. Can you say amen to that? We are all in the same league. Can you say amen? The question is, in verse 10, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. That will be for all the people." Christmas is about good news of great joy. It is about the good news. There is no bad news in Christmas. It's always good. It's always great. It always comes, not with happiness, but with great joy. But the question is, in this season, where do you focus that joy? Where do you focus that good news? Is it based on what you're going to receive on Christmas? Is it based on the promotion, the bonus? Christmas bonus eh. Hindi po ba? Saan po ba na nagagaling yung joy natin? Ba't ba tayo masaya? Pag Christmas. Yung iba nga, they will, when the season hits, comes, they have all the list already in mind. And people are asking. They were telling. Actually, you don't have to ask them. People would just say, you know, this is what I want for Christmas. Di mo tinatanong, di ba? Hindi lang ipopost po nila sa FB. Talagang, this is what I want for Christmas. So what are trying to say? Sorry, I'm not on FB, so I don't know you. So hindi ako nagpaparinig or something. But the whole point is, we missed the essence of what Christmas is. We focus on the wrong things. We don't focus on the true meaning, significance, essence of Christmas. It is about good news. Is it about great joy? But what is this good news and great joy about? Ano ba yon? Bakit ba may good news? Ano ba yung great joy? Ito po yung sinasabi. Sa verse 11, sabi po rito, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Ito po yung good news. Ito yung bakit tayo nagre-rejoice. Bakit sobrang saya ng tao? Kasi nga, here's what it is based on verse 11. A Savior is born. Christ the Lord is born. Jesus is born for you. Kaya natama si David eh. I was born for you. Di ba sabi ni David, David Pomerantz, di ba? That's the true nature. Why we need to have the great joy. Bakit? Kasi nga, sinasabi rito, the good news is, the Savior is born, Christ the Lord is born, And Jesus is born specifically for you. This is not for a group of people, not for the community. He's born exactly to be given to you. Do you know what it means? Ako, si Lord, pumunta rito sa mundo, pinanganak siya, na Diyos siya, naging tao, nabuhay para sa akin. Para sa akin, para dito sa taong to, who is undeserving, unlikely, unwanted. Every one of us here, I just want you to understand the very essence. That's why we can celebrate. That is why we can respond properly with this good news and great joy. Are you here with me? Let's check it out. How does the shepherd responded? How did they discover the good news and great joy? Here's the result of that. Verse 15, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, sabi nila, let us go over them. Tara pare, punta tayong Bethlehem. And see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and baby lying in a manger. What happened when they received the good news with great joy? Sabi nila, tara, let's do it. Let's seek this baby called Jesus. In other words, when they received the message, it was an overwhelming joy for them to get out, look for Jesus. And so what they did was they saw Jesus. They seek Jesus. And that's what this season is about. It's about seeking the person who saved us. It's about having and elevate that relationship, a greater intimacy, if you will, to the person who gave this life called eternal life that we don't deserve. Are you here with me? They were so thrilled. They were so encouraged. They were overjoyed to seek. And yet, the good news is, they found Christ. Let me ask you, what are you seeking this season? What are you seeking this season? Maybe because of so many things, so many gifts, shopping, food to be prepared. Maybe you yourself missed the point. Maybe all of us here got sidetracked. Kasi pagpunta mo na lang dito sa mall, yun na eh, di ba? Yung just the mindset, the perspective that everybody is in the mode of shopping and buying things and buying stuff. You could go from Red Ribbon to Boncho and the people are lining up to buy something there. But probably I hope they don't miss. And probably I hope we don't miss. We're here to seek Jesus. That's the ultimate thing. I remember I was sick 2 weeks ago. I had a fever, I had flu, and from time to time, for 3 days, I would wake up early in the morning. First time I woke up, December the 1st, and able to watch, first time, ANC. You know, there's the newscaster and the host, all right? The guy, the lady. And the lady says, "Oy, December the 1st, imagine, we have entered the Christmas season, it's December." Really? Oh yeah, sabi nung guy, "So, what can you say about this? This is December." And so, let me think. It's not sinking in yet. Oh, wait. Yeah, December. Oh no, sabi niya ganun. I gotta buy gifts. It's traffic. People are in the mall. Guess what? He's right. This guy was right. But he missed. He missed the essence. The true meaning of Christmas. And most of us, when we enter, bear pa lang, di ba? October, November, may pressure na. Pagdating ng December, di ba? Iniisip na natin yung mga concerns. Iniisip natin, anong prepare ko, anong ihahanda ko, anong susuotin ko, saan yung mga parties, paano preparation nun, yung mga dance number, lahat ng gagawin natin. Iniisip natin yon, di ba? Lahat ng concern, but we miss the point that it's about seeking Jesus. And I hope you've been seeking Jesus. I hope you've sought Him. I hope this holiday season, it's not a matter of you spending time with your friends and going out, going to Tagaytay and going to this place. What a mess. How you go to Tagaytay and it's the same thing, but you miss Jesus. I hope for us. It should not be the case. We're here to see Jesus. Amen? Secondly, here's what it is. Verse 17, and when they saw it, they made known, okay? Nakita niyo si Jesus, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They made known with that news. So they don't just sought or seek Jesus, but guess what? They spread the good news. The moment that they heard, they experienced it first. They were overjoyed. So this is what it is. And they started to get out. They can't contain the joy. They can't contain the experience. I must tell something about what happened to me. I must tell something about this kind of experience. It must not be placed right here. I must go out and get out of our way so that we will tell people this kind of experience. That is what Christmas is. There's a lot of lost people out there who's going along with the flow of Christmas. Kumbaga parang nag-attend ka ng party, nag-gate crush, okay? Nag-gate crush ka, tapos ikaw, yes, ayaw tayo, tapos sige, party, you know? But again, what's the party about? It's about the person celebrating the party. You miss it. What a pity. And a lot of us are like that. We go with the flow. It's Christmas, it's gifts, it's giving. Nandun naman yun eh. Pero yung essence, wala eh. Wala si Jesus. Hindi siya yung sentro. At wala din to. We don't share the good news. Let me tell you, evangelism will never be a problem if you have an encounter with God. Why would you think of yourself, nahihiya ako, hindi ko alam sasabihin ko. Hindi nga eh. Nasave ka nga, undeserving ka nga. Unwanted ka nga eh. Unlikely pa tayo. And then all of a sudden, nandito ka na. You heard the good news, and God gave you the opportunity to respond. For me, that's the greatest miracle. That's the greatest gift we could ever receive from God. Are you here with me? And that's what it is. That's the message of the gospel. Guess what? They were the first evangelist. They were the first evangelist. It's not the evangelist who is the professional, the anointed. They were just mere men, just like us. Laway lang. Pwede na mag-share. Pwede na mag-pray. Alam niyo, marami mangyayari ngayong gabi. May gatherings. May mga friends. Yung mga close kayong hindi pa nakakilala kay Lord. Bukas, lalo-lalo na. It's a time of family. Time of reunion. Would you share God's message of hope? And life, and faith, and prosperity, and promotion, and security, and significance. Their lives will never be the same. Isang tao lang, ikaw lang yun. You know the difference between this time, the shepherds and us? The difference is this. The shepherds, they saw the manger. But for us, we experience Calvary. It was the finished work of Christ. Sila umpisa lang, great joy na baby. Wow, galing! Pero ito tapos na yung labanan, sinabi ni Jesus, it is finished. The blood was shed. After 3 days, He rose from the dead. He is with us and He lives inside of us. That's the difference. In other words, mas lamang tayo kaysa sa kanila. You get a picture here? And a lot of people would go back when Jesus was there as a child, as a baby. No, He is a King of Kings who sits on the throne that He rules and reigns forevermore. Can you say amen to that? And that's the God that we serve. And He deserves my time. He deserves all my effort. He deserves my work to be given to Him. Are you here with me? Verse 18, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. What an amazing experience. It's time for you to let the joy be shared. It's the person. It's Christ Himself. Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all that they heard and seen as it had been told them. You know what happened? Because they were overjoyed, they saw and experienced Christ. They started sharing. And yet, when they saw those people, awesome wonder to hear, wow, guess what? They started glorifying, praising. There was a spontaneous worship that took place. Why is that? Because that's the essence of what Christmas is about. They were so grateful. Lord, kami pinili mo. Sino ba naman ako? Sino ba naman kami? Ano ba meron ako? Special ba ako, Lord? Hindi. Hindi ka, kaya nga pinili ka dahil hindi ka special sa totoo lang. Hindi tipong, uy, pinili ka, special ka. Hindi, hindi ka talaga special. Wala tayong special. Kaya wala, hindi ka dapat mayabang. Di tayo nagmamalaki. Kahit saan pa, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, sana may humility pa rin tayo. Kasi it's not about us. The essence of Christmas is really about to seek Jesus. It's about spreading the good news or spreading the gospel. And it's about what? Spontaneous worshiping Him, for He deserves it and no one else. It is about Him and not of us. I want you to understand that. It's not about the gift that we will receive. It's not about what we want to eat tonight or tomorrow. It's not about this holiday season. It's not just about the family. It's about us seeking Jesus, putting Him first as the focus, why we all celebrate. And maybe God has been speaking to you. Maybe it's time for you to hark, to listen. And may Jesus the focus and the center. Will you make Him center of your life? Would you focus on Him? Would you seek for Jesus? Long for Him. Let's raise up our hands. Lord, as one body, as part of our 7 p.m. service, may we seek You. May our hearts long seek not anything, not anyone, but You alone. Lord, I pray that we will have a grateful heart and a heart that worships You. Let's all worship right now.